go out there?
It's not really a big change, because for me, I'm just so excited to be on the field. And I think if the manager would ask me if I could catch, just to get some at bats, you know, I'd probably would have given it a try. Because, you know, just sitting back watching the games is pretty miserable. And knowing that, you know, that you can play. And so I'm just, you know, do whatever I can do out there. It's gonna be a little bit of adjustment period, because, like I said, I'm not really used to being out there on a day-to-day basis, but so far it's been fun. You know, so I feel like you have a lot more room to roam. You don't have to worry about running into anybody. You got so much space to cover, and that's what I like, man. Just get out there and trying to run down the balls and try to, you know, do whatever it takes to help the team win, because, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to be a toy hunter out there or anything like that, but, you know, anything to get in the bat, get some at bats, and try to drive in some runs. You know,
that's tough to keep your bat, your hitting going, if you're not playing regularly.
It's impossible. It's not. People always ask you, how do you stay sharp? It's impossible to stay sharp. You just gotta, you know, go out there and be mentally strong, because you know, as a baseball player, you think about your feelings in the bat the day before. You know, you take that whatever I did yesterday, I take it to the plate with me today, and when I hadn't done that in weeks or months at a time, it's kind of tough to remember my last spring training at bat and to bring into my, you know, to season at bat. But that's what I had to do, and for the most part, the last couple of days been getting a couple more runs, and you know, who knows? Hopefully, I can go in there, do something great, and try to stick in that lineup for a while.
You're back in there tonight. Are you surprised how much time you've been getting the last week or so?
I don't know if I'm in there today. Okay, yeah. Very surprised, because you know, I had to actually, you know, talk to some upper management and stuff like that, because I, you know, just really trying to get a feel of what was going on. And yeah, very surprised, because they gave me a date of like May 15th or something like that. So they told me to be patient, and you know, everything was going to work out, and you know, I, you know, just try to get my run in during practice and stuff like that. But for the most part, I just try to, you know, like I said, when I'm in the lineup, just try to do the best I can. And you know, for the last couple of days, I actually starting to feel a little bit more comfortable. So and that's the key. If I feel comfortable, I think I can, you know, play a little.
They told you by May 15th something.
We can see how things play out. May 15th, something, they're just gonna make a decision. I'm not sure what decision they were gonna make or whatever, but that was the date. And, you know, when May 1st rolled around, maybe they kind of pushed it back a little bit. Hopefully, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But the last couple of days, I've been in the lineup, and you know, I can't complain. It's a great thing for me.
Cool. Thanks. Having a conversation with Mr. Reed.
That's not a good time.